It would be cool if we could get together on Sunday, maybe meet at my house or something, and see if I'm missing anything. It'd be a good mutual ground.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I think you pretty much, I mean, you know what I'm freeze drying. You know the meals I'm putting together and freeze drying and, packing for storage and everything. So that's pretty much what the trailer's loaded up with now. Daryl just turned around, looked at it, and he says, "Holy crap, John."
Yeah, he pretty much told me the same thing. But I mean, I could even load my stuff up into somebody's vehicle to be put in the trailer or just put in Daryl's truck or whatever. And then that way, less time is spent loading up on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, if we could actually do this Sunday, Daryl does want to get together. So, Uncle Daryl wants to come over to your place. We can get everything loaded up onto Daryl's. I'll talk to him about it tomorrow, and I'll let you know, because he said he wasn't going to come by this weekend. I've got a meeting with a friend regarding a repeater for us to use up there, and we've got some programming and stuff to do. So, yeah, we'll go from there. I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll talk with Daryl about it.
Okay, sounds good. I just to let you know I got your radios charged and got your pack ready to go. So there's no issues there. And yeah, we could even do a dinner over here if you guys want to. And we can just take our time going through things rather than trying to like rush it.
It ain't gonna take that long. I've got, the list I've got. And I've been revising this thing, I don't know how many times, and I've got more stuff in that trailer. I got enough to feed a freaking army.
Well, either way, I just thought it might be cool to have dinner with everybody.
We'll see. We'll work on it. All right. Well, I'll have my list, and I told you what my ads were. I texted you that, and I want to turn around and I want to add some burgers in so we can, barbecue them up. Bring some yak burger, bring some beef burger, and some of that, whatever it was called. Now I forget now. Whatever that beef was called, that exotic beef I bought. I figured bring some of that and it'd be a little change of pace. We can throw some on some fire somewhere.
That sounds good. I'll grab some burger stuff. That way, hey, I'm cool with eating burgers 6 days a week. Don't threaten me with a good time.
And pick up some buns too,
Yeah, I think I've got 2 or 3 pounds of bacon, cured bacon, already. So I'll make sure to pack that, and we can have some really good bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I think we shouldn't have a problem with the solar setup now on the trailer. Between that and everything else got going, and that new generator, I think we'll be fine as far as the freezer. So, what we don't use, we can keep it frozen or defrost it each morning or the night before or whatever. So, yeah, we'll be good. Yeah, we should be good.
What are we going to be looking towards with like breakfast items?
Got a ton of packages of freeze-dried ham, ton of packages of freeze-dried scrambled eggs, cooked and freeze-dried. And that's pretty much about what I got as far as for breakfast. And I was thinking about possibly, and I got the freeze-dried eggs, which we can scramble, make almost do whatever with that. Might maybe need a few omelet ingredients or something, maybe.
Well, I so happen to have some chorizo, and I have a full pack of tortillas, and I even have some sour cream, and I have some really good hot sauce that I discovered at Grocery Outlet. That's Steve-O's hot sauce from the TV show Jackass.
Careful on language. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I also have our Cold Mountain Creations salsas. I got the J&J salsas, mine and yours. And I think I brought a couple of extra of the extra hot super hots. So I've got the salsa. I've got tons of chips. I've got a huge box of assorted chips. So I just got a ton of stuff in there. I don't even know what I have in that trailer.
Oh, and I'm bringing 30 beef jerky sticks from the Paleo Valley Jerky Company. I've got venison, I've got garlic summer sausage, and I have beef jalapeno.
Hey, I've got 90 beef jalapeno, spicy beef, and peppered.
For some reason, I knew you were going to outdo me on that. So it sounds like we're going to be eating pretty good. We're going to come back a couple of pounds heavier, hopefully.
Yep. All right. Well, sounds good. I'll get my list updated tomorrow. I'll let Uncle Darryl know Sunday. We can get together for an hour or so or whatever, and we'll go from there. Daryl's loaded up. He's got his quad on his trailer. He's got the full back of his truck is loaded, and he's out at Roberta's. Out at Round Lake Road, and he's here up until we leave. So whatever needs to be done or what he can do, he said he's here to help and get everything coordinated.
All righty, sounds good. Yeah, hopefully, we can get together on Sunday, and I can just load everything up then. And then all we got to do is pick me up in the morning and head on out.
Yep. Let's see. What was I thinking? I was thinking something. I can't remember what the heck it was now. Anyway, I'll think of it. We'll go over it Sunday, I guess.
Is it the fact that I'm awesome?
No, that wasn't quite it, but okay. No, it was, it had to do with loading up. It's something that you said about loading up. I'll have my Dodge there too. So, I mean, whatever you got, we can get it. If it needs to come back here and go in the trailer, then it's probably better off loading it into my pickup.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm going to bring my gunsmithing toolbox just in case if anything happens to anybody's rifles or guns or anything. We'll at least have tools to try and fix it. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. I mean, it's going to be whatever. I've got, I don't think I need to bring it, but I got my whole wheeler set of all the gunsmithing wrenches from, you know, Torx to Allen's, you name it, basically specifically for guns. But if you bring that, I've got my set here, another set here also. You saw the set that I had, that new one that I got, and you said that was a pretty good set too, so I could throw that in a trailer too. It's no big deal. But yeah, we should have something.
Well, then I'll just bring my gunsmithing and cleaning tool box, and that way we'll just have basically damn near absolutely everything, that we would ever need for working on our guns or electrical. So, but yeah, I'll bring that.
Okay. Well, I've got all the electrical testers in the trailer. I'll bring my set also, because Daryl's going to be, I think he said he was going to go 270 and 6.5. And I know you're going 308. And you know me, I'm either 270 or 243. So, yeah, so that we have the brushes and everything that we need in case we need them, I'll go ahead and bring my set too, because it goes all the way literally from 22 to, it goes from 22 to 12 gauge. So I've got everything. It covers my gun anyway.
And I think I mentioned before, I'm going to go to the shooting range in the morning on Sunday. So if anybody wants to just double check their rifles, we can get in for free with my account.
Okay, you might want to talk to Daryl about that. Mine hang in one place out here in the office, which is where I'm at now, and they don't move. They don't get touched by anybody. They don't get nothing. I check mine about every other year, and at 100 yards, I'm right in there at 3/4 of an inch. So, now, I know mine's good this year.
Okay. No worries. I'll call Daryl tomorrow.
Like I said, he's at Roberta's, so yeah, give him a call. He definitely might want to go out. And maybe even Greg might be interested in going out and plinking around. Who knows?
I'll put the notice out there.
Yeah, because I know Daryl said since he's been on the fires, he got in, his last day was the 18th of this month on the fires, and he said that he hasn't had much contact with Greg, and now that he's in town, he's spending a little bit of time with him, so, yeah, anyway, all righty, Jesse, no, you get some sleep, I know you said you was headed to bed, and I'm going to go out and see what I can help as far as watering and everything else and get stuff done so I can get wrapped up here.
All righty, John. You have a good night, and don't have too much fun out there.
Yep, I hear that. You do the same. WSBT 889. We'll be monitoring for a little bit.
WSBT 889 Alpha, clear.
WSBN 834. Can I get somebody to give me a radio check? I got a new one I got set up on a dining room table. Just want to see how I'm coming in.
modulation is excellent. I can hear you 100%. You've got static in the background. Signal's a little weak. Modulation is a little bit low, but it's understandable, definitely. But you're doing good. This is WSBT 889.
I'm still using that stock little tiny antenna that came with the radio, so I plan to switch that one out.